Wow, that was kind of cool. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. Welcome to the May 15th. Oh, boy, halfway through May. Boy, the seminar is only a week or two away, isn't it? Pretty darn close, isn't it? Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, seminar is close. Well, tonight we're going to continue on, first of all, with Dr. Bell's Early Health Science and Energy Show, a continuation starting right into the DNA of last week's show on Tuesday night, and then we're going to jump over to the Seattle seminar, and we're going to finish up with that part of that little bit of a ditty of all kinds of cool extraterrestrial science information. So it's a two-part finishing slammer deal here. So we'll just be jumping right on into it, I think, is what we're going to be doing here. I hear Dr. Bell warming up right now, actually. He's back out there, you know. I can hear him. He's out there in the ozone somewhere. And there's the old music. See how it started? We're starting some old Fellowship album music. Now, that show started that night, which is kind of neat.
Welcome back to Dr. Bell's Health Science Energy Show.
There he is.
Those of you that are calling in on the 800 number, be sure and be persistent, because we are 800 number, can only handle so many calls at a time. We're in a little town of Laguna Beach here, and we don't have a lot of phone lines. And you can always call on the 714-499-2603 number, too.
That number is still 800-729-2603. 1-800-729-2603.
We should be living like 1,000 years. And it's estimated, even by our own standards, our own medical people here, that in another 50 years, we'll probably be living to be 150 years old. But we should far exceed that. And what I'm explaining is one of the secrets of life as far as longevity. We have a lot of different life extension programs. There's about four different ways to approach life extension, and they're covered in the tape series, the Promise Tape series. But one of the important things to remember is that you're teaching your body new tricks. You can teach your body bad tricks, or you can teach your body new tricks. It's up to you. And, you know, I wouldn't expect those of you out there listening to live to be 500 years old in this one lifetime, but what you can do is you can make your life a lot more productive, a lot more enjoyable, and a lot less frustrating by following some of these ideas that we're presenting here in this show, because that's the purpose of the show. And we have literally millions of people that could attest to amazing changes because of the things that we're talking about now. So anyway, after you are about 18 years old, another very interesting thing happens. When you're 18 years old, your base pairs per turn has reduced itself now from 46 to 18, meaning that you have aged 50%. Your body has aged 50% of its life expectancy by the time you're 18 or 19 years old. People don't realize that, but look at the difference. You look at a baby that's just born, how healthy its skin is and how beautiful its eyes are and how clear everything is about it. And then look at an 18-year-old. And look at the difference there. I'm an 18-year-old, we think, oh, that's vitality and everything. It's true. It is. You are very vitalized. Your muscles are being developed. But your life expectancy, not your muscle development, is 50% gone. That's why a lot of career athletes figure by the time they're 30, their career is 80% gone. All because of DNA, once again, working away in there in the wrong fashion. So when you're 18 years old, you have 18 base pairs per turn. And medical science even knew of this 100 years ago, but they didn't want the public to know about it. They found that a hormone also ceased to exist in the body by the time you're 18 years old. It's called DHEA, dehydroepiestrogen. And what this hormone does in males and females is it allows you, when you eat junk food, or I could go down to McDonald's and have a hamburger or some sugar or eat some fat candy or something, when you're 18 years old, what happens is the body breaks these sugars and fats down into simple sugars. It breaks complex carbohydrates down into simple sugars, meaning the body won't store this. It turns it directly into energy. That's the responsibility of DHEA. What happens is, though, when you reach 18 years old, the body stops producing it, so you have a tendency to start gaining weight, slowing down. So by the time you're into your 30s, it's quite identifiable that your body, in fact, has gone through a change. Well, research 100 years ago found that DHEA could be reintroduced back into the body and could slow down this aging process. So they found it in a form of a Mexican yam. And this, of course, was used for a while, but then suddenly the eco-social system started to break down because people were going to live too long, and they began to make this knowledge go away. And all the different pharmaceutical drug registers all over the world began to remove DHEA from their registries. But, of course, it was revived in the health movement back in the early 80s and late 70s, and DHEA began known the health food stores. You could go back and buy it again. The problem is, of course, when you start buying DHEA at a health food store and taking it, what's it going to do? It's going to make you healthier. It's going to make you live longer. It's going to cause you to lose weight. And the government, of course, doesn't want that because, number one, the Social Security program is going to be threatened. And so all these different things are going to go on that aren't exactly desirable. So what we did is we were able to find a source that wasn't made illegal by the FDA. It was a source that comes from Japan in the form of a green lipid mussel. And so we began to put DHEA in our formula. Matter of fact, in our main formula, our Pyridine XL Plus formula, we put 400 milligrams of DHEA in each daily dosage for people so that they can get the benefits of DHEA. And this is a legitimate form that you can use, but most vitamin formulators are afraid to use it because, number one, they don't know this form exists, and, number two, they want to use the Mexican yam form, which is highly illegal at this point in time for the following reasons. Now, how did we discover this DHEA? Well, I was working with another medical doctor, Dr. Morris Mann, who had a geriatric clinic up in Redwood City, California, up in Northern California. And he noticed that when he discovered his discoveries, he wrote a term paper in Harvard Medical School on it. And he noticed that when people in different societies absorbed DHEA, they stayed thin. So the first thing he noticed is that the Orientals and the Japanese, even when they got older, stayed thin. They didn't get fat. They weren't living any longer than anybody else. Not a little bit longer than most societies, but not a lot. But they definitely were staying thin. So he went over there and began to do some research. Where were these people getting DHEA? Why was it keeping them thin, but why weren't they living longer? These are the questions that were on his mind. When he got over there, one of the first things they found was shark oil contained it. And some of these societies ate sharks. But shark oil wasn't really practical. You know, sharks were becoming an endangered species, so he really didn't want to get into that at all. Finally, with more research, we found a particular green, looks like a big clam. If you go to one of these Vietnamese restaurants or some of these exotic Chinese restaurants, you'll see these green clams running around in the water. They serve them fresh. And so that source was an endangered species. It came from a non-polluted water source, and that's the source that we chose to bring back and break down into the oil form that we use it in now without creating any problems. The only other thing that we noticed is the reason that the Japanese and the Orientals didn't live longer when they were assimilating DHEA is because in their soy sauces and the sauces that they put on their foods, they consume up to 60 grams of salt a day, which is about as bad as Americans on Pepsi-Cola and soda pop, absorbing about 14 tablespoons of sugar per soda pop drink. So, I mean, this was a crucial factor. But if the Japanese were using this muscle form and not doing all the salt, they would definitely indeed live a lot longer. So DHEA is very, very important. And I think we have a caller on the line here.
Dr. Bell?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I was talking to a high-level Hollywood, California actor the other day.
Right.
And his problem is he built a $5 million house on top of a hill.
Right.
Out there, and the government a year ago installed a weather dish, or what they're saying is a weather dish. And his whole family's experiencing headaches and illness.
Yeah.
And
this isn't by any chance the Western actor, is it? The former Western actor?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. J.R.
Who?
J.R. Ewing. Larry Hagman.
Oh, that? Okay, yeah. Okay, there's another guy. It wasn't him. It was the old gunfighter guy that I had. He was up in Oregon. He had the same problem.
Yeah.
He ended up moving, but there is a solution to that.
He recommended your pyramid over his bed.
Well, he should sleep in one of my pyramids, definitely. But what he really needs, we have three different devices that are Pleiadian in origin that work very well for radiation. One is a device called a star orb. Now, I may get to that on the radio series here eventually, but the star orb, what it does...
Yeah, I've seen it in your package.
What?
I've seen it in your package. Don't you even put a crystal in that?
You don't need a crystal in that. We have a new device that takes the crystal in it, which is called a quad star. And what you have to do, basically, here's how it works. It has pyramids right side up and pyramids upside down, and a wire connected to it. Now, if you do muscle testing with a pyramid, like the one I was talking about in the show today, that we used to put on the American Housewife for Valium, which we still do, actually, if you put that on like a normal way and push their right arm down, in other words, for muscle testing, you have them extend their arm out, rigid, and push the arm down, with that pyramid on their head, they'll test a lot stronger. If you turn the pyramid upside down and put it back on their head, holding the point on top of the head, they'll test very weak because they can't handle the female energy, which the pyramid produces a yin and yang force. And remember, the pyramid is bringing in the seven levels of consciousness and bringing it out. But when you take the pyramids and you mount them in the device, you've got five or six pyramids in a star orb connected with each point. Each one of these pyramids is opposing each other, so the listeners can understand what it is. These points are opposing, so it looks like a giant star made out of pyramids, and the points have stainless steel wires going from one point to the other through the center of the structure, which you probably saw in the picture, right?
Sure.
Okay, what you do is that gets rid of all ELF and radiation effects in the building, but you have to hook it up to the building, and the way you hook it up is, first of all, you hang it up on the ceiling somewhere in the house. Then you run a wire from the structure, from the orb, outside into the ground. It has to go into the ground to work effectively. Then the next thing you do is you go to your circuit breakers in your house. And let's say you want to do a bedroom. Start with one room to get the feel for it. So you hang the pyramid structure in the bedroom, ground it, then go down to your circuit breaker and flip the circuit breakers and find out which, let's say on the north wall, you've got plugs with lamps and radios hooked to them, and on the south wall, you've got fans and other things, and that's your two walls of plugs or electricity in that room. So you go down there and you find out if one circuit breaker disconnects all that room, or it takes two circuit breakers to disconnect the entire room. So if it takes two circuit breakers, then you've got two circuits. So you have to hook both circuits up to ground. So what you do then, once you've isolated that you need two of these connections, you go to your third wire. Now, in your plug, you've got two little vertical wires and a round wire. So don't get the wrong wire. Get the little round one at the bottom of the socket where the ground plug goes. Physically install a wire in the ground plug and run it along the bottom of the wall or whatever up to the ceiling to where that star orb is and connect it from the ground plug on the ground to the star orb. And then on the other side of the room, where you also have a separate circuit, hook up the ground wire and run it across and hook it to the star orb. So you'll have two wires coming up from the two different circuits hooked up to the star orb and one wire going from the star orb outside. That gets rid of radiation. Okay, that's what he needs to do.
Yeah.
And also, we have a larger structure called a Devastar, which will do many, many rooms at once. I have one of those in my house, and I got about 20 ground wires going to it. You can also put the Devastar in a closet, or you can put it where it's not seen, but it's a pretty good-looking device, and you can wire your house up in such a way, you can even actually wire it outside the circuit breaker when you get into these bigger homes. So we've done that for a lot of people, and that helps them.
I've got a tough question for you.
Yeah.
I really didn't expect that kind of extensive answer, but
yeah.
That's Mr. Hagman's problem.
Yeah, well, can you explain that to him? I don't know if he's into this or not, you know?
He sounded kind of skeptical, but
yeah.
I gave him your number. And
okay.
The thing I wanted to ask you was, it's apparent to me that the Earth is dying. It's very, very sick from all the pollution and the injustice that man has caused on it. Your contact with the Palladians, do you have any kind of a guess or feeling as to when the Earth changes will really take place?
Well, that's what we talked about. That was what I was covering down there in New York at the Roosevelt Hotel. I totally understand what that's happening, and the Andromedans are responsible for that. But basically, what you have to look at is that the Earth You know, it's part of a solar system, right? Here's the Earth, and here's the solar system. Okay, what the Earth's energies are a summation of man's energies. In other words, all of the humans on the planet add their auras up together, and this creates a frequency energy field that's generated into the Earth. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Mass consciousness.
Right, that consciousness, but it's also magnetic. People have magnetism in their auras. It's the magnetism of a person that causes the magnetic field of the Earth to be amplified, and that's why a compass points to the north. You take all the people off the planet and all the life off the planet, the magnetic field of the Earth would die after a while. Also, the core of the Earth, which is made up of iron, is not molten. There's a molten area outside the core, but the core itself is solid. And it's also in a crystal structure. And scientists have finally recognized that there's a crystalline structure in the center of the Earth. And that's why you have P waves and S waves, seismic waves that behave differently depending on which way they're penetrating the Earth. So this is all being verified by science. Well, the unfortunate thing is that the Earth's magnetic field and its life forces are not hooked to the good kind of individual. In other words, a person that's into healing the planet, making things one with nature, that's not the summation of the aura field. The summation of the aura field is these people like in Bosnia that are warring, these negative factions, so there's more of them than there are good people. The Earth field is negative. You follow me?
Yeah.
So mass, what has happened?
Mass enslavement and lying.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens is this has created a bucking factor, a negative energy factor when the planets come into what's called the Jupiter effect or alignment. You follow me?
Yeah.
So this is why the extraterrestrials have gotten involved, because they don't care about the planet itself. That's our problem. But when our planet gets so populated and so energized, and it's now affecting what's in the Jupiter effect, in alignment with the sun, they have to come and straighten the planet out.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because it's sending out negative waves all across space and time.
We're wobbling, aren't we?
Yeah, we're wobbling. So that's where what's called divine intervention comes in. Divine intervention is already occurring. And what has happened is that the Earth's magnetic field has at right angles what's called a precursing field or an etheric field. So when you lay down at night in bed and you line yourself to the north, for example, okay,
yeah.
A right angle field is what causes you to charge your body up. The Tibetans call it the anima mundi of the field, the magnetism, it's called animal magnetism of the Earth. You follow me?
Yeah.
What happens is the Andromedans have come in and they've shifted that field. Every year it's shifted 1 degree. Now the magnetic field of the Earth isn't going to switch all of a sudden. There's not going to be a giant bunch of Earth changes all of a sudden, because the Andromedan people have aligned this field to change. What happens is, as this field changes, it'll change 7 degrees by the year 2000. That means that these people, the negative energies that have created negative energy on the planet, when they go to sleep at night, they're going to be aligning still to the magnetic field of the Earth. Their bodies are not going to automatically track this life force change. So the life force has basically reoriented itself from the Earth's magnetic field and is going somewhere else. People that have positive thinking and are doing things to, you know, heal the planet will automatically, because of their consciousness, their aura field will track, and they'll become vitalized by this change, and they'll become stronger and more well, whereas the other ones in the next 5 years now will start to die off. So you'll see huge quantities of AIDS. You see the Ebola virus coming on. It's coming on now. It's already been hit Long Beach. You'll see all these negative things happening to these negative people, and they'll be pushed off the face of the Earth. That's what's happening.
Don't you think that the Earth itself will buckle to sink and get rid of the industry and the pollution so it can heal itself underwater?
Well, it will. See, first of all, industry pollution is being covered up by the EPA and government. World governments are covering that up. So the Earth has to do that. But the Earth could not do it by itself. Extraterrestrial health is doing it. But the only way it can do it naturally is to let this growth-resistant generation die off rather quickly and become non-functional. Then the holistic healers of the planet, the real recycling consciousness people, the real environmentally correct people, will come out and they'll come into power, because they won't have any resistance. Now the environmentally correct people and pollution correct people have tremendous resistance by greed, avarice, and the industry.
Yep.
So in the next 5 years, that's what you're going to see right now. Governments are starting to collapse. Things, you know, instead of us being in the fishbowl, now the government's in the fishbowl.
survivors most likely will achieve interdimensional minds.
Oh, that's already happening. That's as we see, our system is rotating around the Pleiades every 25,000 years, every 26,827.5 years. So we're coming around the Pleiades now, and so the stellar influence, like the lunar influence of the tides and the moon and all that energy, new moon, full moon, had an influence on our surface tension on our bodies. Now, so does the tension start to change on the stellar influence, the influence of the stars. And see, one of the reasons that people like myself are here, we're introducing like this nutritional formula that I'm talking about, is so powerful that it helps your body make this alignment. Whereas other nutritional things that are out there are only in pieces, and it's not enough. You've got to see the whole thing now. And you know what happens is during an alignment, a Jupiter effect alignment, with all this negative energy, the way it is now, it creates a huge wake of negative energy that goes down, usually during a full moon also, goes down to the sun under certain conditions. When it hits the center of the sun, it creates in the sun solar flares. These solar flares create a solar wind which feeds back into our atmosphere, creating, anger, traffic accidents, all this, everybody's very negative. When that reaches a certain peak, then it creates seismic changes in the earth, and you have earthquakes. So earthquakes are basically caused by the people themselves, not understanding why, but they actually do. The negative people cause the earthquakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last thing is, when you were at that health fair, did you see any kombucha tea being brewed?
Did I what now?
See any of the kombucha?
No, I didn't get a chance. I started to look for it, but I didn't really have a chance to get into it. I was so busy. When I get to New York, I only go twice a year. I get mobbed. We were so busy, I couldn't even walk around in the place,
You're doing an excellent job, and I appreciate you being there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Another call? Okay. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm taking a lot of nutritional vitamins all my life and stuff like that. And,
right.
I was wondering if you had some sort of a topical or some sort of dressing for the hair to stimulate hair growth.
Yeah, we do. It's our mineral formula to stimulate. We're getting on the average, my hair, for example, it grows about 2.5 inches a month. The mineral formula, this trace minerals, is very, very effective for hair growth because it has, see what happens is hair growth is energy. It's like vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a person starts to close off in their, like their head chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Because trace minerals are not present in the body. The body then can't break down some of the different, for example, inositol is very important for hair growth.
Mm-hmm.
We use a lot of that in our vitamins. Inositol and TABA, pyrimidine benzoic acid, are two ingredients that manufacture follicles in the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And choline is another one. But if your trace minerals are down, the nutritional stuff's not going to work. And so we have a trace mineral, it's very inexpensive, it's like $20 a bottle, a trace mineral formula that people take, and the women love it. I mean, we hook women on that all the time because it makes their nails stronger because their calcium assimilation goes up, their skin gets better, and it does amazing things to your hair. It also brings, like my hair started to get really grayish,
Mm-hmm.
And now since I've been taking a lot of trace minerals, the color came back, and it's really amazing.
What about baldness?
Baldness? I've never really worked that much with it. It would probably slow it down. I don't know directly what you could do for baldness,
Can I ask you something about AG Cytal, colloidal silver?
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, and a small lab that makes it claims it kills off the AIDS virus.
Well,
and it doesn't replicate. It won't replicate, HIV won't replicate, if you take this colloidal silver, which is a silver protein.
Yeah, I have never worked with it. I know the Japanese do the same thing with gold, because, once again, it's minerals. But what we found is if you have large amounts of chromium in the body, which builds, helps, and in the AIDS research, the first thing they do in treating, in France and different countries, there's a lot of different cures for AIDS now, but they aren't allowed in this country because, once again, it's going to wreck the industrial...
The political, yeah.
Yeah, they're right. So
the money makers.
So anyhow, we use a lot of chromium, and then we use in our formulas about 70,000 units of vitamin A a day in a palmitate and a carotene form.
Right.
And what happens is, what we have found is when you have this chromium and this vitamin A working, chromium is a green ray, vitamin A is a red ray, which is desire in the body, which builds the immune system. If a person did come in contact with the HIV virus, chances are they'll pass it through their body and won't even... it won't get a chance to get a grip on them, so they'll never check HIV positive.
Right.
So that's kind of the way we've been handling. We've never had a problem in all the years that... by the way, we're in Laguna Beach. And at one time, several years ago, Laguna Beach had a population of about 40,000. I think it's 48. And 24,000 of them had AIDS here.
Well.
So we're in the... you know, because it's outside the town. This is San Francisco. But what we've had, everybody in this town has taken our vitamins over the years. There's quite a few people that have never come down with AIDS. It just doesn't happen, you know. And it's really, I'll tell you why it's really important to have these kinds of formulas that working in your system and these minerals and that, is because, as I said on the last week's show, the real danger of AIDS spreading right now is not by saliva and it's not by blood. It's the fly, you know, it's called the airborne needle. Because the virus was created to go into mosquitoes, and that's where it's going to end up. And children are already coming down with it around the world from mosquito bites. And that's going to be... it takes a while for a virus to adapt itself to the insect kingdom.
Uh-huh.
But now it's happening. It is definitely happening, you know. And also, you know, I'd also, on one of my earlier shows, on one of my radio shows out here on the West Coast that I had a number of years ago, and back in the 80s, I'd also said that killer bees would be arriving in Southern California, and now they have. They're starting to hit in different areas out here. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, any time that you have any type of a insect bite, you know, for example, if you go camping, you ever go camping and you know some people are getting bit by mosquitoes and others they're not even touching?
Right.
That's because the person who has a lot of bee complex in their body generates an odor that's offensive to mosquitoes. So that's why we really push... you know, the B complex, we have a tremendous B complex here that is incorporated in our vitamins, and when you take that, it creates an energy. Like, you never get mosquito bites, you know. So there's things to do to prevent not only vitamin A for the immune system, but the B complex also keeps the mosquitoes away from you. So these are nutritional facts. They're not theories or anything. This is factual stuff.
Do you know where Wesley Chapel, Florida is?
No.
Well, that's where this place is. It's called Discovery Experimental and Development, Inc.,
huh.
The pharmaceutical division. It's a small lab, and it's in Wesley Chapel, Florida.
Right.
Well, these guys, I had gotten a number and spoke to the researcher on it, on the colloidal silver. He might be somebody you may want to talk to, because he's a hell of a nice guy, and he offers a lot of information, and they also provide their product to people who can't afford it, and they have a good success rate about killing off the AIDS virus.
Yeah, that would be good.
All right, thank you.
Okay, welcome. Oh, back to our show here. It's like we're almost out of time here.
Got to wrap up.
Okay, I guess we're going to be wrapping up the show. You know, we'll get through this vitamin eventually. We're it's been 3 weeks now. We've gotten down into the B complex, so we hope that you enjoyed listening to us today. Call our toll-free number, get our tape series and listen in. You know, if you get our tape series, you can ask questions and really get into what we're doing here on these shows, but it's hard to ask questions if you haven't got a little... you got to get ahead of Dr. Bell a little bit. That's the fun of it. So anyhow, once again, our non-toll-free number, if it's busy, is 714-499-2603. It sounds like some of you have gotten our literature packets and are starting to get into all this stuff. It's a lot of fun. And we look forward to talking at you next week. So until then, have a great week.
Health, Science, and Energy with Dr. Fred Bell is heard exclusively on WALE Wednesday from 11 a.m. until noon. For more information from Pyridine Incorporated, call 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603.
I am so confused. Every time I open up the newspaper, there's a new study about...
with a lot of commercial. That was fun. That was another show. I forgot I did that series of show. That was about a 6 months show on another radio network where I had another show. God, I've done so many of them, I can't keep up with them all. So now what we're going to do is we're going to gear up for Canada. And We're going to join Dr. Bell here in about a second. And what we're going to join Dr. Bell about is we're going to actually jump into this continuation of this lecture that I was doing up there, as you remember, from last week. And if you have any questions on that, well, give us a call. Email me at fredbell@paradyne.com. There's so many things, and it's really interesting talking. I didn't know a lot about colloidal silver then. I actually manufacture it now, but it was new to me, but it is a natural antibiotic, and it was actually accepted by the FDA back in 1938. It was actually the first antibiotic to be, natural antibiotic to be accepted. So now we'll be moving into the next phase of this. I don't know what Dr. Bell, I think he's out there somewhere, you know, how he is. He'll be coming up in a second. And
pushed and pulled.
There it is. Listen how the tape was dragging a little bit.
Little things called nodes of Rainier.
But it picks right
little
up.
Little electronic circuits that act like transistor amplifiers that go down through all of the nerves in the body and all three different nervous networks of the body. And the whole thing about modulating and changing your consciousness and raising your kundalini has to do biochemically getting these guys in synchronization. If you have, for example, Parkinson's disease, or you've got some of these other diseases that slow down the brain, muscular dystrophy, you've got a problem electrically. And that's why a lot of times these diseases can't be treated with nutrition alone, because our Western medicine does not understand that you need frequency applications. When you go in with acupuncture and acupressure, that begins to help open up the meridians, which begins to address these different things. But the Pleiadians have given us a systems technology that puts pure radiation on here that brings us into synchronization, which I'll talk about in a little bit when we get that far. So you begin to see this is very important. And all of this has to do with the aura field. And everybody has one. Next one. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it takes forever. Let me get this remote here. Hang on. Half the time it screws up.
I always had troubles with the charts.
Hold it right there.
Or the slides. I used to have a slide projector that
now, when
ate
you have
slides.
These nerves,
ate them for dinner. My
the
best
body.
Slides. Just shoot them up.
Electricity going through the body. You have a huge aura field. And what I'm going to point out right now is the importance of that. If you have person A, okay, you have person B. I'll just erase this for a minute. We'll get back to it. Person C over here, third person. So A, B, and C. Person A has an aura field. We're starting to see how it's generated now, at least the electromagnetic side of it. Now realize that the switching of the synapses in the brain, which I'll talk about in a minute, and the nodes of Rainier create a frequency that was like my first demonstration of reversing the battery. Okay? And when you reverse the battery real fast, this building of a magnetic field and a collapsing of a magnetic field has to overcome space and time. And as a result, its field frequency begins to shrink. So the faster you would theoretically reverse this polarity would be the faster that this polarity is emanating from the brain, the quicker that field is going to shrink. And as that field shrinks, its wavelength is shortened and its frequency is said to go higher. And so we reach a point where this frequency is so high it becomes visible light, like a laser light or like light out of here. If it's a light out of the sun, it has gotten so high that it, coming from the sun, it has seven colors. Each color represents seven colors of the rainbow, seven levels of consciousness, because it's all the same thing in frequency, seven musical notes. But the brain has to do this and make the aura frequency as fast as the environment, or the being cannot perceive the environment. Okay? You cannot perceive the environment. And so for this reason, Pleiadians gave us AIDS, because they, not AIDS as far as the disease, but AIDS, helping AIDS, to get our frequencies up in ways to do this. Okay? For example, if you, some people say they're tone deaf. If they're tone deaf, it means that in the audio spectrum, which is about 60 or 80 cycles per second, up to maybe 20,000 cycles in humans and maybe 40,000 in dolphins and whales, that means that your body is not able to generate in the brain those frequencies so that it can allow that diaphragm in your ear, which is the reverse of a speaker, to move and sense that audio transmission coming through space and the motion of air molecules in space and time. Do you understand that now? So if you're tone deaf, there's something wrong, and it always goes back to the hydrogen atom. So you got to beef up the old hydrogen atom, and you can beef up your sound system in your ears. Okay? That's one of the things that you can do that works absolutely 100% on everyone. Other people are colorblind. They can't tell one color from another. Usually they're hues more than direct colors, but some people actually can't tell red from blue. I mean, they're really way the heck out. Okay? This can be beefed up by bringing the hydrogen atom up in frequency, and then when the hydrogen atom comes up in frequency, then the eyes, the back part of the fovea where the eyes are in the brain, can register this light and interpret it into the brain stem, and the being as a being can now see this light. Okay? Sometimes, for example, when the gravity system of a Pleiadian ship is pulsating, it has a pulsating gravity system in it, it'll be sitting up there hovering or fooling around. A couple people will see it, another person can't see it. Why? Because the person that can't see its frequency range is not up to standard to see what the ship is all about. So it becomes invisible to them. How many of you ever had a situation where you've been with somebody, seen a ship, or you've seen it and they couldn't see it, and it was quite obvious either way? Anybody ever had that happen to you in here? Some of you have? Raise your hands, just so I can see. That's perception. And sometimes, in perception, because of the aura attracting and repelling one another, the person isn't meant to see that or have that experience. I remember when we used to do spoon bending classes and we used to teach telekinesis years ago. Some people could not master that telekinesis. And right in front of them, you'd be demonstrating the spoon bending, and they somehow or other would have to look away at the moment the spoon would bend. And then they couldn't see it happen, and they look right back again. It gets that quick and that subtle. But that subtlety is where the truth lies. That subtlety is what you need to lock your body into to experience these different changes. So now, person A has this aura field, okay? Who knows what frequency it is? And there's no other person around. If there's no person around, this person has zero personality. No personality. Now suddenly we have person B on the planet who has an aura field. As soon as these two aura fields come in contact with one another, boom, things start to happen, don't they? Repulsion, you know, attraction. And as soon as they happen, you start to get movement. And now you have personality. So you have a personality interaction between A and B. Now when you bring in a third person with an aura field, not only do you get a reaction between the three of them, but the three of them reacting starts to create a downward force on emotions called karma. Okay, karma is then created after in a trinity. It takes a trinity to make karma happen. Okay, a duality is only a reflection. Trinity is karma. You can reflect all you want. You can take two mirrors and bounce them back and forth and light them all up with lights. Nothing's happening. You get three, boom, things start to happen. You create patterns. Now, when these three people, let's say they become a nation like the U.S., right? Their karma in the past is called dharma, okay? When you get into time travel, you'll deal with dharma, time travel, because you can go into the past. There is no future. The future is the actual presentation of the karma machine itself, okay? These are things that you need to know. They help you protect, for example, your being abducted by greys or something like that. It gives you the power to exercise your will. Now, what happens if you have person A
Person B, person C, creating an aura field. They all create it. When they have the interaction of karma with a trail of dharma, it creates a huge lower of energy. Okay? This energy, when it's trained right, can cause the plate to levitate. You can do all kinds of things with this. And this is the astral energy, or the astral plane. So the astral plane is created by the motion of personality through karma, through dharma, on the physical plane. The Egyptians went all out with the Book of the Dead, trying to explain that to people, even to the point where they were embalming their bodies to show the importance of the physical plane in expression up on the spiritual plane. So if person C were to lose their body, they'd end up on the astral plane, and A or B, depending on who's the female, would have to get pregnant for C to come back. And that became the locking down of organized religion, and that's why it got so powerful, because they knew this. It was controlled. Yes.
Can you go back to the part about protecting yourself from the destruction from the grave and how would you know?
Yeah, I'll lead into that. I'm just giving you one example. There's a lot you need to know. That's control of your aura field. You ever go to sleep at night and get that jumping sensation? We Pleiadians gave us a device. Actually, we had it here, but we showed us how to use it. I'm not going to show you. I'll get to the slide in a minute. It's a giant, big old pyramid. And one of the things that the pyramid's good for is protecting yourself against radiation. At night, when you go to sleep, your spine decompresses. You're laying there in bed. When your spine decompresses, what happens is your aura field, without compression, goes out 1 to 2 inches. Okay, 1 inch. Okay, 1 inch. Your aura field goes out. There's a decompression on the spine. Electricity flows through it. Body's detoxing. Lots of different acids that are created from the muscle movement are being excreted from the body. The liver and the kidney works the hardest. The brain uses 80% of energy in sleep, for example. Good time to take your B-complex is mid-afternoon because you're going to use a lot of it in sleep. You get that jumping sensation. It's because outside radiation has hit your body and struck it. And when that happens, your body reacts coming in. And that's why you feel like you're jumping or falling. Basically, your body is just shriveling up a little bit, okay? Now, you know what happens next? It's very interesting. You know, when you go to sleep at night, you reach what's called dream state, a rapid eye movement sleep, right? What happens when you don't reach that? What if somebody were to come along every night in a college test or university study and wake you up? What happens? Huh? Can't dream after a while. What happens? What happens to your personality and everything?
You're very tired.
Cranky. And then if this went on for a year, what would happen? Huh? You go insane, basically, right? Did you know that? Did you know serial killers don't sleep? They comatose? How many did you know that? That's what it can take you to. Oh, sure. You know, when you're in such an unrested state of the soul, you don't sleep anymore. When you've compressed so much negative energy of karma of the astral plane, you're dead on the physical. You're compressed big time. On the other side of the coin is that why do you go crazy? Why do you need to have dream sleep? Why do you have to have that? Anybody know? There's a very simple explanation if you understand this aura.
Well,
partially, yeah. Basically, communication. You know, I'll tell you a really heavy one. If you were the being, the highest being possible, it is with any kind of consciousness. And you're sitting out there in a black void and you are it. Wouldn't you want to incarnate down here quickly and become Christian or something and get involved? Right? And all the experiences that you've had, wouldn't you want to create other beings and let them have them too so you could feedback? It's all about feedback and communication. For example, if person B is asleep here, laying down, and person A is asleep, laying down, but person C is about to be, coming in because person A is pregnant, there's communication between that soul, unborn, and the ones that are born. There's communication between your family that's out there on the astral plane that's not here. And this is a great big giant thing because when you think about how many people were on this earth 1,000 years ago, depending how many are here now, think about how many are still not here. And you get into the science of root races. It's a very big thing. As a matter of fact, if you realize eternity, there's beings everywhere and every when that have to communicate. You've got spiritual masters out there communicating.
Lots of communication is important. Without it, you're nothing. And that's one of the things that the Greys do. They like to break into that cycle. Because if you look at the constitution of a Gray's anatomy, for example, why are they here? Well, they're here because they're less developed than we are physically. If you were to take an insect and give it a billion years of evolution, you'd probably end up with something like a gray. A gray does not eat like we do. They absorb through solutions. They use human body parts and hydrogen peroxide to absorb in these solutions. And if you were to look at the nucleus of a gray's metabolism, you'd find that a gray has what's known as a tetrahedron versus an octahedron, a three-sided triangle. A tetrahedron only brings down 6 levels of consciousness and therefore is not very active on the seventh plane, the physical plane. Okay? Very interesting. They would love to clone themselves so that they could have an octahedron. An octahedron, this shape, brings the energy down on the physical plane. If I put this over grapefruit juice, it'll balance the pH factor right away. pH factor is balancing the hydrogen atom, because right after minerals in the body, we go right from minerals to enzymes. We go to enzymes, that's the pH factor in the body. pH factor is the hydrogen atom. The hydrogen atom is feeding these 7 levels of consciousness, of which everybody is weak in. When the sun comes up in the morning, the red is at the nucleus, the violet is at the electron. As the sun goes through the revolution across the sky, the polarity of the hydrogen atom changes. Our sound perception, our light perception changes. That's why sunrise and sunset looks different. That's why your consciousness is different in the morning when you wake up versus when you go to sleep at night or midnight when you're up. It's always different. It changes. You've got to stay in that frequency. The change is regulated, once again, by the pineal gland. Grays don't quite do that. But one thing grays are good at is they know when your body is laying there in a sleep position and you're going into that, from that recharging to that REM sleep, because what you're doing in your consciousness, you're going from the physical plane to the astral plane, you're coming in their back door and they're waiting for you. Okay? That's one reason why sleeping in the pyramid is excellent, because they don't like the energy. It's the wrong frequency. Grays don't have individual souls. They have oversouls. That's why they're led around by these higher beings. And when you get up to the higher being that really leads them around, they're human-looking. Okay? They're not some lizard-looking creature. They are actually human-looking. Because these grays are aberrations of their consciousness, of a very high consciousness. This would be like the anti-Andromedan, for example, that works up there. You haven't heard about these guys yet. All you get is all this deception and form. They're all these different strange-looking beings. You know how the Pleiadians treat grays? Like insects. They slap them. They run them out of their civilization a long time ago, and you use frequency on them. You know, you get frequency on these dog collars, and the fleas jump off. You use frequency on them. And they've taught us how to use the frequencies, and grays don't get near you. Okay? They're even using the frequencies on termites now. Everybody aware of that? So they're tending the house. They're finding frequency works. Grays have a split brain, 2 gray matters, and 2 hearts. They have a large heart and a small heart. That's why in those incidents in New Mexico, down at Los Alamos, when those guys were shooting him, they hit him, but they got up and left anyway. If you remember some of the earlier incidents at Los Alamos with a confrontation between soldiers shooting at grays, where they fell down, got up, and left. Because they have 2 hearts. You got to hit both hearts. One's a large one, one's a small one. Very interesting. So now we go from enzymes, the pH factor, down into vitamins. Vitamins are units of biochemistry containing light frequencies, okay? And when you realize where you're weak, for example, some of you guys in here know from yesterday when I said, why do you, what's the first thing you take when you get sick? What is it?
Chromium.
Chromium, see? Someone remembers. Why do you take chromium? Because 5% of the body controls the other 95%, and vitamin A is a mineral. Vitamin C is not a mineral. If you take vitamin C when you're getting sick, you're going to feed a virus, if it's the wrong kind of virus, you'll only get sicker, okay? You've got to get the intelligence in. Then you take a first ray, will to get well, a red vitamin. What's the carrot? What's the carrot got in it?
vitamin A, right? See? Boom. Understand your light colors, and then you can deal with yourself. Now take the green ray, the energy of the intellect, because now the intellect has been fed properly, right? So now you feed in your vitamin C. Do that, and you'll never get sick. You just take those three vitamins and a lot of garlic, boy, I'll tell you, you rarely come down with a cold. Works very well. A, C, and chromium. Those are key vitamins, you know. To deal with stress, they aren't going to help much with stress, but they'll sure deal with the immune system and garlic. We put, in our nutritional formula, the one out there at our booth, you'll see 40,000 units per day of carotene and palmitate. You'll see huge amounts of chromium in there. And I'm telling everybody to supplement it with garlic now because it really amplifies the effects. It keeps your blood pressure and your cholesterol down to zero. Vitamins. Okay, I'm going to talk more about chromium. You can count on it in a minute. Okay, vitamins, we go down to protein. Protein is another area where they get you. You get back into DNA, you'll start playing around with protein. It has a lot to do with life expansion. Protein rotates things, you know, amino acids and protein, to the left, light to the left. The first thing they want to do is put light things to the right in your foods. Okay? Monosodium glutamate, sodium nitrate. All these make things go to the right. Okay? And what does that mean? That means when you go to the right and your system is working to the left before digestion, you create free radicals. Free radicals give you cancer, i.e. the word carcinogen comes up. But if you take big reversers, you want the right proteins, the right amino acids, and a lot of B-complex, primarily what's called the nitrilicide group, B12 through B17. When you do that, if your body takes on these nitrites and carcinogens, your body will throw them out real quick. B3 is another one that fights it real good. But be careful because you can get an autoimmune reaction with B3, niacin. You can get hooked on its substitute, which is nicotine. So if you get hooked on nicotine, put niacin in instead and the nicotine habit goes away. Different things. You get hooked on alcohol, reverse it with L-tyrosine because it works on amino acids in groups, proteins. There's lots of ways to fight things, okay? So we are minerals, enzymes, vitamins, protein, peptides, polypeptides, and downward to hormones. Hormone is the first unit of biochemistry to contain consciousness, the hormone, okay? Remember that chain, minerals, enzymes, vitamins, protein, peptides, hormones. Now, I'm going to show you something here. First, I'll demonstrate this receptor because this is a good time to show it to those of you who have never seen it work before. What we're going to do is have a little fun with right spin. Well, one thing I want to say before I do this, one of the most vehement objections to nutritional formulation by the FDA is B15, which is a nitrilicide, because it doesn't allow you to have a heart attack because you get too much oxygen in your brain, your blood pressure automatically stays low, and B17, which is called Laetrile, which is one of the strongest cancer fighters there is. We put large amounts of it in our vitamins, but we don't put it on the label. Okay? So we have outlaw vitamins out there. Okay? And the company that makes it for me is doing $10 million a month, and they do a lot of this stuff. Because there's a whole underground movement going on that you don't know about yet, but you'll find out soon enough. Yeah, the FDA made those illegal, you know. Yeah, I've got to get this off and this off.
Do you know everything good food is illegal?
Of course it is. You know, they're trying to take everything away. They're trying to, the food truth and labeling law is great, but they didn't tell you the real reason for it, to get rid of herbs, get rid of protein powders and stuff, you know. Okay, I need somebody up here for muscle testing.
I've had this on for hours. I don't know if I should do it.
She'll come up. You never worn a receptor, right? No. Good. Okay. I don't want anybody that's ever worn anything that... I don't want any biases here. Okay, put your arm straight up. No, this way.
Yeah.
I'll make a fist. Okay, now, when I push down, don't let me make this arm stiff. Resist, okay? Resist. Resist. Okay. Resist.
Okay, that's your strength right now. A little weak today, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, try this glue. This is a very powerful glue. This is the kind that they sniff. Get and die on. Okay, here. Glue's coming out. Glue's smelling up neighborhood. Okay, put that up to your nose.
I can smell it from there.
I want you to breathe a little bit of it. Don't take. Now resist. Resist while you breathe it. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, now relax for a second. Take the glue down. Hold on. Let me put this thing on. Now, this is a precursing device, okay, with a sapphire in it. It doesn't really matter for this test what stone it is, but it would matter if you're going to wear it all the time. Now, put your arm back in the same position forward, okay? Now, resist. Put the glue up there. Now, resist. Resist. That's a nice strength. That's really good. Yeah, that's real stiff. You'll move, but the arm won't. Okay, you can take that off now. Get all my armor back on here. Thanks. To get an idea how that works. Now, let me show you what this is doing. This is a good explanation time for this. Okay, here we are. We've just taken in... Okay, remember this. Minerals, enzymes, vitamins, protein, peptides, hormones. We just ate a tomato, okay? Now, what does a tomato have on it? A tomato, and this may sound boring, but let me tell you something. When you understand this, the extraterrestrial stuff gets real simple, real quick, and it jumps out at you. It's really important that people understand this. You just ate this tomato, right? It's an amino acid group. But what do they put on tomatoes to keep those big green worms off? Arsenic, right? Arsenic powder, that's what they use. If it's strawberries, it's bromine, right? Any fruit that you have is laced with stuff. If it came from any kind of thing, but a bio, and they don't have that much. And bromine, for example, on strawberries, is my favorite strawberry. In chemistry, when they showed us bromine gas, it was a bottle, and there's bromine in there. And there's another bottle around that, because if that bottle were sitting there, it would kill you eventually, just leaking out. So it's got to have two bottles. And they put that on strawberries. So here we have arsenic coming in here. Hey, arsenic is automatically an antigen, right? But half of this is a protein laced with antigens. Now, inside the body, have you ever heard the expression, eat all eight essential amino acids? Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you need them? Anybody know?
Because you can't make them.
Well, you can make them. They don't make themselves.
They build the protein.
But you get a shot of the knowledge of making them in the very beginning. Okay. The reason that you have to have eight of them in there is because they combine to a frequency of 3.58 megahertz. And your body can't assimilate anything. It's also in the body, they are right spin. Okay? They are a clockwise right spin in the body. Okay? But it's taking a counterclockwise energy and it's transmuting it. The transmuting process is a clock. And when that clock gets screwed up, you die. Okay? It's the clock that makes the heart work, the Bohr effect. It's the clock that makes the lungs breathe. And it's the clock in the pineal gland. It's the time clock. Okay? 3.58 megahertz shoots it out like radiation, which is the frequency of this thing right here, this disc itself. That dish is 3.58 megahertz. This comes out Doppler like a bat. A bat can see, not by eyes, by frequency, and what comes back. You get a ticket from radar, same thing. And then what happens is, when this is coming out, this is called messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid. Okay, this right here is a DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, when it's here. This is also DNA over here. DNA, boom, to minerals, to enzymes. Back the chart up, okay? And it has to do with life extension, because I'll show you something else with chromosomes in a second here. So, boom, this gets 3.58 megahertz, and this body is getting some ELF. Here comes some ELF in, okay? ELF comes in through the ground wire in your plug. You've heard of it, right? Extremely low frequency. There's lots of that in the air. The body is getting some microwave radiation. So what happens is, it confuses this, and so this messenger RNA says, well, this is all good. I'll just take it all. So it whacks this whole chain off, comes over here, reverses spin, and as it transfers over, it's called transfer RNA. And this process goes on and on and on. You just get toxic and toxic. And so what happens is you've got negative proteins in here. What happens to negative proteins? They come in the chain.
You get hormones with negative consciousness. You know, if you're driving down the freeways, getting carbon monoxide coming in through the DNA chain, you start shooting people on LA freeways. I did a test on it, a study on it years ago. Okay? If you're in a society that's full of drugs and stuff, you get violent on it. It leads to violence because there's improper hormones. You can have, if you're doing violence all the time, it's the hormone structure that's off because that's your consciousness. Anything you do is a consciousness. If you don't think this is happening to you, take a bunch of niacin and see what happens because you'll turn up like a light bulb. Yeah.
Do they discuss anything about the mercury fillings that everyone has?
Well, mercury fillings are terrible. I let all mine fall out. And I was dumb enough to go for that one when I was a kid, you know. Yeah, the mercury's terrible. But the mercury fillings is a lot less worse for you than the stuff that comes in our food chain right now. This is one of the reasons why we have this receptor, to reverse this process. Because at least with the receptor on, you saw what it did with the glue. You think, this is oxygen. This is oxygen DNA. This is, you know, you saw how weak she got with this glue. This will kill you in a few minutes if you breathe it. Put the thing on, reverse this, it goes through the body, boom. You know, at least you'll be out of body, you know. So these things are slightly important. That's why these little devices exist. But you see, we also have the nutritional program to go with the program of the like a receptor. It's a married kind of thing. So now let's go further now. There never is enough time. You see, when I get wound up, and we're just like scratching the surface here. So anyway, coming down through the chain, the hormone is stored. The hormone is now stored in what are called the endocrine glands. There are seven endocrine glands, right? Why are there seven endocrine glands? Because there are seven levels of consciousness, and each one of those seven endocrine glands, boom, has that consciousness. And it has to transmit it up into your brain and everywhere else. So in these endocrine glands...
Well, that was another Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. I hope you enjoyed it. I guess the exit strategy is coming now. We need a good exit strategy this evening. And I hope you enjoyed the show. So until next time, I guess we'll have a big void between now and Saturday night with Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. Have a good evening, and we'll talk to you soon. Look forward to your emails and comments, and listen to bbsradio.com. You heard it here first.
Read the most astounding book of our generation, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light by Dr. Fred Bell. Bring energy and healing technologies into your life that have been kept secret for centuries. Exposed or highly classified research projects in use today at NASA and Area 51. The book is available on Dr. Bell's website, www.pyradyne.com. You'll also see more information about Dr. Bell's nuclear receptors, which allow our bodies to process all forms of electromagnetic and chemical toxins, assuring longer, healthier life. Call 1-800-729-2603 today.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.